Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Hey, Tony, not for nothing, but use your Gmail so nobody can FOIA our emails about funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Okay, Jerry, thanks for the tip. We don't want the pesky American public knowing what we're emailing about. Yes, that's what's been released by the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. Attempts by Fauci and his minions to hide the truth from you by using Gmail. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I'm fighting a heck of a cold, so my apologies in advance if I start to hack or sneeze on the air. But it's my house is a petri dish with three children. As you know, you probably remember, or maybe you're in the same boat as me. And it's just who brings home a different virus which day, but it's all right. I can handle it. I'm here, and we'll do this for the next 4 hours. But I'm just fair warning. I may hack or sneeze or cough up a lung. No big whoop. Now, big news coming out of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic today. See, all these slime balls in Washington realize that their goose was cooked. That the truth was all going to come out about the fact that they funded gain-of-function research. Now, just as a point of you know, so you can remember, gain-of-function research is when you create Frankenstein's monster for the purposes of seeing how you could potentially control Frankenstein's monster if Frankenstein's monster ever got out of the lab. That's gain-of-function research. Why you would do anything like this makes no logical sense. Why you'd create a virus for the purposes of seeing how you would deal with that virus if that virus was ever created in nature. But if you follow the money, you realize it makes a whole lot of sense because, let's face it, if you get funding to create the virus and then you get funding to create the treatment for that virus, well, you win on both ends. And the gravy flows. The gain-of-function gravy train flows. And that's what it's all about. It's about the money. So these slime balls, Peter Daszak, Dr. David Morins, and Tony. Now, who's Tony? Tony, hey, Tony. That would be Anthony Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Asanto Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. They were all covering up by attempting to go around the Freedom of Information Act by using their private Gmail for all communications. And it wasn't like they weren't aware of this. They purposely said in one of their emails, hey, I got this girl here. She used to do FOIA. She hates FOIA. She told me how to get around FOIA. That's literally in one of the emails. We have this woman here who did FOIA. She hates FOIA. And she told us how to get around it. So they knew what they were doing. They purposely were doing it that way. They said these people are the biggest buffoons. They say it over and over again in their emails. Only use Gmail, because otherwise this stuff is subject to FOIA. We don't want to deal with a FOIA request, so only use Gmail. And the emails are like, hey, Tony, Jerry said I should just send this to you using our secret channel. We don't want to talk about this and then have it be able to come back to hurt us one day in a FOIA request. Am I right? Eh? It's like the mafia. It really is. Trying to, and they're breaking the law. And you see, this is actually interfering with an official proceeding. This is literally why that law was created after the Enron scandal and Sarbanes-Oxley and the financial reform, when they said you can't destroy documents for the purposes of interfering with an official proceeding, which they're now using, of course, against people who are at the Capitol on January the 6th. But these guys were purposely destroying evidence, documents that they knew Congress would want and that Congress had requested. And then they were also purposely, knowingly going around the Freedom of Information Act laws to be able to communicate with each other without any of those emails having to come up and be subject to FOIA. But the problem is, a couple of the people hit reply to the wrong email, and then on the official emails, it had replies of Gmails and other people talking about using Gmail to get around FOIA. So then they had other replies to those replies saying, hey, I told you guys, not for nothing. You got to only use Gmail. No one hit reply all anymore. And then one guy writes back and goes, I'm sorry, I had my official government account and my Gmail account on the same, you know, mail app, and I hit the wrong one. And then other people started chiming in too. And the guy's like, hey, take this conversation to Gmail. But you see, now it's all caught on the government emails. So when this came to the attention of the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus, they all said, well, now that we know that you have all these Gmails, we want them and we're subpoenaing them. And now these officials turned over 30,000 emails. And what's in there is clearly, obviously, an effort to lie to the American people, to destroy evidence, to willfully hide evidence from Congress, and to make sure that you were kept in the dark about gain-of-function research. The funding, the links to EcoHealth Alliance, DASIC, Francis Collins, Fauci, all of them. It's all coming out. And there's going to be a hearing later today in which one of Fauci's people will be appearing before the Select Subcommittee. I don't know if it'll be behind closed doors or not. The other revelations that have come out is that the whole 6-foot social distancing was all BS. That was a bunch of BS. They just made that number up. I actually think they got it from the movie Contagion, because in that movie, which is actually a pretty good movie, there's the head of the CDC is played by Lawrence Fishburne in that movie. And he's advising people how to avoid getting sick. And at one scene, he says, we recommend staying 6 feet apart. Now, that was just a Hollywood movie, but that was made before the pandemic. And then when the pandemic hit, they said 6 feet. I really do. I think they got it from that movie. They just made it up. And they admitted they made it up. There's no scientific basis for 6 feet. But think about what 6 feet meant in a lot of respects. Well, first of all, 6 feet meant a lot of things couldn't reopen again. Because how could you keep everybody 6 feet apart? For example, schools. And who didn't want schools to reopen? The teachers' union. And who do we know controlled the reopening guidelines for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? The teachers' union. The troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten. Hey, kids, give me your milk money. She didn't want schools back open. And she knew, and they knew, that if you told everybody 6 feet, well, how are you going to pack a classroom if every kid has to be 6 feet apart? Can't do it. It's impossible. A lot of other things couldn't reopen because of the 6 feet rule as well. And then they would have these draconian rules, and restaurants could only have 25% capacity. Tables had to be spaced apart. You remember stores back then had X's? Or some places still have them. They're icons of a much happier era. Right? Am I right? When traffic was a lot less. And they would have those dots the 6 feet dots. And do you remember when they would measure them, and they would do that, and they'd have signs, and they would yell at you too, like, back up, you're 5.5 feet, step back another 0.5 foot. What are you doing? And they had aisles. You could go. Remember, you had to go down the aisle, one aisle, but you couldn't come back that same aisle. You had to go the opposite way down the next aisle. It was like, you know, aisle 13, you walked north, aisle 14, you walked south. And then that's how they, you remember that? And then there were the lines to get in, and they would have the little clickers, and they would make sure there were only a certain number of people in the store at the same time. All that stuff, all of that was all made up. They didn't have any scientific basis for any of it. None of it. They had no basis for any of it. They just made it up, and they did that because they are people who are obsessed with control, and they're obsessed with pretending like they're the smartest people in the room. And this is why, when the next pandemic comes, we're all going to turn around and go, yeah, I don't really believe what you're saying, because they made stuff up and they lied. Like, for example, the COVID vaccine would stop transmission. That was a lie. The idea that 6 feet apart was how you would stop the spread, they made that up. There are other things, excuse me, there are other things too. I fought back a sneeze. That was good. Good work. There are other things too that they made up, a lot of it, that has destroyed and undermined the public trust and confidence in these people. No question about it. But the level at which they tried to cover up the gain of function research, the way that they went out of their way to hide it, and then so brazenly bragging about it in email after email after email, going on and on about, hey, this is how we have to do this. And then they destroyed documents. They destroyed documents in an effort, again, to cover up for the fact that they funded this virus. And so when all these things are coming out now to the American people, you have to really turn around and say to yourself, at what point do we put these people in jail? At what point do we put these people in prison? For just lying to the American people, for lying to Congress, for lying to everybody. I mean, at what point do we hold these people actually accountable? Because I don't know about you, but I'm very frustrated in the fact that it always seems to me like they get away with it. Doesn't it seem to you like they get away with it? Like, no matter what they do, they somehow skate free. And they know that, and that leads to the arrogance of why they keep doing it again. You know, they keep doing it because they know they're not going to get in trouble. And this is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com. They can keep doing it because they know they're not going to get in trouble, so they're not worried about it. That's really what it comes down to. Collins, Fauci, Daszak, all these people. And they're so brazen about the lies because they don't worry about being held accountable. And they keep doing it. And as the truth comes out, the trust in government, if there's any left, completely diminishes. I don't know how anybody could trust the experts anymore. I really don't. I don't know how anybody could trust the experts. 2 weeks to stop the spread. All the other things we were told. What scares me, though, is that if the next pandemic is actually a serious one, you know, the one that actually turns people into zombies or whatever, nobody's going to believe them. When you cry wolf, and this is the kid's tale, we all know this from reading to our children or our grandkids, whatever. When you cry wolf enough, people stop believing you. And then the wolf shows up, not Mr. Wolf from Pulp Fiction, but the actual wolf. And you're not prepared for it because you didn't believe the warnings anymore because of all the other times they cried wolf. And we know that there's another pandemic that's going to come because they're still making viruses in the lab in China. See, what worries me is that COVID was the dry run. I mean, I'm serious about this. COVID-19, we got off easy. I know millions of people died, and I'm not trying to take anything away from that. The families were broken, and our society was broken, the world changed. But we got off easy in terms of the mortality rate. But they were weaponizing viruses in that lab, that same lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And we know from cables from our State Department back in 2019, the Secretary of Energy, who Dr. Victoria Coates worked for at the time, they were saying the Chinese military was involved in weaponizing these viruses. And when Fauci was in front of Senator Rand Paul's committee, and he kept lying about gain-of-function research. He was dodging and playing a game by saying, well, you can't prove that we created COVID-19. Well, that's true, but what we do know is that they created other viruses. They could have also paid for the creation of COVID-19 as well, but they also could have created stuff that's even worse. We just don't know. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know what's in that lab. We've never been able to get access to it. We've never been able to go in there and inspect it. We don't know what other vials are just sitting there. But the next time there's actually something that comes out, and if the Chinese government is looking to wage war, biowarfare, they see how we react. And the WEF and the World Health Organization and all these other entities are now all in on this universal global pandemic treaty, which the United States of America is going to take part in, even though you can't call it a treaty, because under our Constitution, a treaty has to be approved by the United States Senate, supermajority. But the agreement, which will turn over our sovereignty and our way of handling our own pandemic to this World Council of Bond villains, who'll be more than happy to shut things down. And we know that something's coming because China watched as everybody was terrified by COVID and how it impacted the economy. And they saw how tyrants responded, tyrants who shut down their economies and then kept them shut down for much longer than they needed to be. Much longer. I mean, in some cases, for years. I mean, look at what Trudeau did in Canada with the truckers. Look at what some of these blue state governors did. The ramifications and the impacts economically. And it's cute now, isn't it, when every time you bring up the economy, the White House immediately blames the pandemic. But the damage from the pandemic, which was caused largely by blue state governors and tyrants long after we should have been fully reopened, those lasting impacts are all there. They're all there, but they're not the reason why this economy's in the toilet. But when it's convenient to this administration, they go back and blame COVID. When you talk about things like, but it seems like these lockdowns were not only unnecessary, they caused more damage, societal damage. Mental health crises, public health crises, I mean, all of these things. They go, well, you know, we got to listen to the experts. The experts know better than you. Really? The experts just made up all this stuff. The experts made this stuff up. The experts turned around and said, we think, 6 feet sounds good. 6 feet, why not? I got a 6-foot ruler here in my pocket. And we all complied dutifully. And the ones who didn't were brandished as being the worst people on the planet who wanted people to die. You know, if you went in a Home Depot or something and you wore an American flag bandana over your face, you had a mask on that was no more or less effective than the crap that you bought at CVS or any other pharmacy. But you were yelled at and told you can't wear the neck gaiters and face gaiters. Remember all those things? And can't wear those things. You have to wear a surgical mask. Even though right on those boxes it said, not for medical use. It said it on all those boxes, but we were supposed to pretend like we didn't see those warnings on there. And then we were supposed to shame everybody who didn't comply with that. And then years later when they admitted that the masking, they made that up too. You go back to the original emails from Fauci back in 2020 to Sylvia What's-Her-Face, Burwell, I think her name was. And she's talking about masks, and Fauci's like, well, you don't really have to worry about masks. They're only really necessary in hospitals, and they don't really work. And like a week later, everybody had to wear a mask. You know what I mean? Everybody had to wear a mask after that. The contradictions and the lies, the things they made up, and the cover-up of all this. So they're paying to create viruses in the lab. And they're paying for this. And then when the truth comes out and starts to come out, and they all get nervous, they go, all right, everybody, from this point forward, start using Gmail, okay? But they're so dumb, they put that in their official government email accounts. So when they went through the public records under FOIA, they saw emails that said, we're directing everybody to start using this private Gmail group chat. And if the Democrats were still in control of the House, that would have gone away. That would have been no problem. But But since the Republicans, thank God, got the majority in the House, they created the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. And the chairman there, Brad Wenstrup, who's doing a great job, said, oh, look what we found. We found evidence that you guys were purposely trying to obfuscate the Freedom of Information Act. So we want to get all those Gmails. So now you got to turn them over to us. And when we read these, you start reading through these emails, and it gets worse because in the Gmails, they start talking about how they can destroy documents, destroy evidence, how they can hide things from coming out, all to protect the saint, Asanto Fauci. It's all about protecting him, but ultimately, it's really about protecting gain-of-function research. Because gain-of-function research is the gravy train. It's the gravy train that keeps on humming. It's the gravy train that keeps everybody fat and on the hog. You pay for the creation of the virus, and then you pay for the treatment of the virus. You get paid on both ends, and everybody wins. That's why the efforts to now try to stop gain-of-function research, even though they say that that's going to happen, I guarantee you it'll start up again. There's too much money in it. Pharmaceutical companies are too powerful. Big Pharma has too much control, and they're lobbyists, and they've got lots of power, and they write lots of checks. And at some point, even if there's a temporary pause, it'll start up again. If there's a Democrat in the White House, I mean, if Trump gets in there, I think we don't have to worry about it. But unfortunately, we don't know, because we also don't know what other little shenanigans they'll try to play between now and November. We don't know, because if there's one thing we've learned with these people, it's that nothing stops them. Their arrogance, their hubris, their ability to think they can do whatever they want and face no ramifications whatsoever. And they think they're smarter than us, and they want to control everything. And they have a corporate media that enables them. They had a social media at the time. Thank God now Elon Musk is around, and other platforms too. But at the time, they had a social media that was part of their dark triad, and they controlled everything, got away with it. And now they think to themselves, we can do it again if we have to. So they've got lots of options if they think Trump's going to win this election. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, when it comes to one of the things about COVID, if you remember early on, was they said vitamin D. A lot of us said this. Get vitamin D. Get out there and get your sunshine and get your vitamin D. And then the experts scoffed at that, like they scoffed at ivermectin, like they scoffed at everything else, right? But we know vitamin D is good for you and for a lot of different reasons, including your mental health. Well, now that the summer's here, we're all going to be outside enjoying ourselves. And I can't think of a better place to be to get my vitamin D than the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May has amazing midweek specials in the month of June, but they are selling out quickly. So you want to make your reservation today. Our next live show there is Friday, June 21st. So you could book a midweek stay and then stay for the show on Friday, June 21st. And the Grand Hotel has something for everybody. A huge outdoor heated pool, a big indoor heated pool, pool bar, beach concession stand, Hemingway's restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, arcade room for the kids, beautiful rooms, suites, townhouses. And the best part is they give you money back. They give you money back in the form of resort credits that you can use on the property how you like. At the outdoor pool bar, breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Hemingway's restaurant. Get yourself some handcrafted cocktails. Take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise. However you want to use them is up to you. That's the beauty of the Grand Hotel of Cape May, my happy place. So make your reservation today by going to grandhotelcapemay.com. Grandhotelcapemay.com, and we'll see you there on Friday, June 21st, but make that reservation before they sell out. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes! Glad you're here. I don't like that song, whatever that was. It was awful. What was that?
Down with the sickness.
Ugh.
A little double entendre.
No, I get it, because I'm sick. And
you're sick.
COVID.
Yeah.
Talking exactly. COVID, talk, gotcha. But those noises were, it's a little tough to hear.
Yeah.
Reminded me of the women beating sticks in the woods.
I was hoping we'd get to the chorus there, but it takes a minute.
Yeah. Those were a little, those notes were a little rough. But probably sounds better than me sniffling. So there's that.
I think that's what he was trying to imitate in the song.
Yeah.
You coughing, you sneezing.
Yeah, I'm actually, I think we should skip the YouTube live today. I don't think anybody wants to see me sneezing and blowing my nose.
I know
for an
I
hour.
Don't.
Yeah, I don't think you want to see that. So probably just skip it.
Could be like
plus
your flu game.
Plus I'm all puffy. What's that?
Could be like your Michael Jordan flu game.
I mean, I got my flu game strong flu game. It's just a cold, I think, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. Well, maybe it's another pandemic. Who knows? Who the hell knows?
You got that bird flu.
Could have bird flu. I did have an undercooked pigeon last night. Pigeon burger. Pigeon fries. Undercooked pigeon fries.
What the hell is a pigeon fry?
I don't know.
You don't want to know.
You get them at the wet market in Wuhan, I think, apparently. But, wait. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, I fought a sneeze back. Okay. That's the worst.
You're not going to be successful 100% of the time over the course of 4 hours holding back a sneeze.
I don't think so.
No.
It's not easy either.
No, it's
tough. To hold back a sneeze. It's not easy. And, you know, the cough, you can feel it coming. Sometimes a sneeze, you don't always feel it coming. It just comes on. So... Now, this Fauci advisor is going to testify. Is this live? Is they going to do this in person? I think so, Matt. I think so. Can you flip on to my favorite channel, C-SPAN, the Ocho?
Yeah, we're turning it on now.
C-SPAN 8, the Ocho. This Fauci advisor, and what I love about this is in the emails, the one guy says, and then my favorite part about this, he goes, this woman, she used to handle all the FOIA requests, and she hates FOIA. And she told us... how to get away, get around FOIA, all right? So she knows because she hates them. So now we know how to do all that. It's great. I mean, these guys, their level of brazenness here and what they accomplished by lying to people. And Chairman Wenstrup is speaking right now. People using personal email accounts to communicate with officials about official business, to cover up for Fauci, to hide this stuff from the American people. I mean, this is a coordinated crime here. This is a conspiracy, and these people should be charged. And they should go to jail. They should, because they were breaking federal law, and they're in the process of breaking federal law. By the way, they were also delaying official proceedings, which is that the Congress was trying to get answers, and they were destroying documents and going around the government's rules to not have to comply with those official proceedings, which is literally what the law was created to prevent, the law that's applied now to January 6th protesters. So, I'm just making that point because unless something happens here to these people, you're going to have more people angry about the double standard of justice that exists in this country. Which is like some grandma walks through the Capitol building and uses the potty, and she goes to jail. You know, she has to go to prison. These guys collude, several of them, about how to get around Freedom of Information Act. And then what? Nothing happens? And you see why people get upset and people feel like there's a standard of double standard of justice in this country? You know, the reason why the left doesn't get it, that January 6th doesn't move the needle politically, is that people watched the summer of love after George Floyd's death. They watched as billions and billions of dollars of property was destroyed. They watched as the media cheered a lot of these people on, justified it as pent-up rage, 4 years of oppression, blah, blah, blah. Oh, do you remember, too, back then when the people like King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal ruggedness, King Murphy, when he marched with civil rights leaders and a couple hundred other people, Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania, they marched after George Floyd's death, and they broke their own COVID rules. But when Murphy was asked about it, he said, listen, 400 years of oppression, you know? So it's like the pandemic doesn't spread if people are marching for justice of 400 years of oppression. So they were just mocking us. They really were. They were mocking us. They were doing all those things. But in the course of all of this, we found, and I think a lot of people realized, the two system of justice that exists in this country between the powerful who get away with it and then the people that wind up who are their friends who also get away with it, and then the groups they like who get away with it, which is why nobody was charged in the summer of love. It's why there weren't big congressional hearings on all that. And then January 6th, people turn around and go, so I'm supposed to believe that this one day was worse than that whole summer. And then I'm supposed to believe that the people who were in that building that day, even if they didn't destroy any property or anything else, who went to jail, that that's worse than these bureaucrats purposely now, knowingly, willingly, willfully trying to evade the Freedom of Information Act to cover up their crimes. And they, what, nothing? Like nothing happens to them? This is why people lose faith in the system. You know, this is why people turn around and go, this whole thing is a sham. There's really no justice in this country. It doesn't exist. And you're going to be, I got a clip for you. I'll play for you in a little while. It's a former FBI hack turned MSNBC hack, James Comey, who goes on about how Trump wants to go in there and destroy the FBI and the Department of Justice. The corruption at the FBI and the DOJ at this point, and this is especially true after what we learned yesterday about how they authorized the use of deadly force at that Mar-a-Lago raid. Again, if you missed it, I had Julie Kelly on the show at 5 o'clock yesterday talking about this, and Julie was great, so it's a podcast for you if you missed it. But the fact that they authorized the use of force to go to the home of the former president of the United States of America, where he's guarded by heavily armed agents of the United States Secret Service, and they authorized deadly force, and now you have all these people wondering, were they looking to kill him, potentially? Like, was Joe Biden looking to whack his political opponent? And people go, that's a crazy conspiracy theory. Why? I mean, is anything at this point a crazy conspiracy theory? Because would you have ever believed that the FBI would have gone into Mar-a-Lago heavily armed to go retrieve boxes of papers that were in the possession of the former president of the United States of America? Like, would you believe that? I mean, anything's possible in this day and age. If we learned anything, it's that anything's possible. At least reminds me of that scene in The Godfather when he says, if history's taught us anything, it's that anybody can be gotten to. Remember when Michael Corleone says that? If we learn one thing, if history's taught us anything, then anybody can be gotten to. And then, of course, there's another famous scene where Kay says, senators and presidents don't have people killed, Michael. And he says, well, who's being naive now, Kay? But the double standard of justice that exists in this country. And since I'm a movie buff, as you know, I love also Captain America, The Winter Soldier. It's one of my favorite movies. I say Captain America, The Winter Soldier, The Dark Knight, and Batman Begins are my triumvirate for the best three superhero movies ever made. But Captain America, The Winter Soldier is, in my opinion, the best of all three because of the fact that it deals with the national security state in a big, big way. So does The Dark Knight, really, if you think about it. But anyway, at the end of the, I don't want to give the whole movie away, but the theme of Captain America, The Winter Soldier is that Hydra, which is the evil, the bad guys, they infiltrate the national security state and they take it over and then they weaponize it. And now they want to destroy anybody who gets in their way. And Captain America has to go in there and, you know, fight him. And there's a great line in there when he says SHIELD, which is the, look at it like SHIELD is the Department of Homeland Security. Has now been infiltrated by Hydra, now looking to use all of its power against the people who are threats to the government. And he says, SHIELD, Hydra, it all goes. Like, it all goes. And I think the same way with the FBI and the DOJ at this point. I think the corruption at the top, the rot, is so thick that I don't know how you fix it without just starting over. I mean that. I sincerely mean that. I don't know how you can reform these agencies at this point. I mean, there are, what, a dozen other law enforcement agencies with federal powers? But the corruption of these two agencies in particular, DOJ and the FBI, but the FBI as a law enforcement agency, I mean, I don't know how you reform it. It's the level of corruption at the top, the rot, the institutional rot, people like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and going on about how they'll stop Trump from becoming president and texting each other about that and then knowing that they're going to get away with it. And all these people who were involved in this Russia collusion nonsense know they knew that they'd get away with it too. I don't know how you reform that. I really don't. I think you got to just tear it all down. I think you got to do what Cap said. And just it all goes because the level of institutional corruption, and then within the institutional corruption, that corruption protects the corruption. It's why all these guys here and what these emails show with NIH and the National Institutes for Allergy and Infectious Diseases is that they were all trying to protect each other. So the bureaucrats protect the bureaucrats. They circle the wagons and protect each other when the truth starts to come out. That's the other part about the bureaucratic rot that exists in our government, is that these people know they won't be held accountable. So then they all turn around and help each other and they all protect each other because they know they're not going to be held accountable. So they might as well just go all in on protecting each other. This way they don't have to risk anybody becoming a rat. You know what I mean? So they follow the old mob playbook. It's like, well now we're all in this together. You know, now you can't, now yous can't leave. So, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. The House hearing on the COVID cover-up is going on right now. We'll dip into it as well as we continue. We got some great guests coming up later in the show, too. There's a really fascinating documentary called Demand for Hate. It's about hate crime hoaxes. It's put out by the Daily Caller. They're going to join us at 5 o'clock. And there's a book, Masters of Corruption, How the Federal Bureaucracy Sabotaged the Trump Presidency. The author of that book, Mark Moyer, is going to be on the show later as well. And there's another breaking news story that just came out a few moments ago, which is that the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, blocked the probe into Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris. So the CIA was actively working to protect the Bidens. This came out from IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley in an affidavit to the House Ways and Means Committee released on Wednesday. So we'll talk about that as well. Big day, busy, busy day. Our government is so corrupted. It really is. It's so corrupted. You know, I mean, I guess there was a time where I think we all believed that the people who went into government were really driven by wanting to do good. And I'm sure at some point, maybe they did. But then they get there and the years go on and their power just grows and grows and they realize they're really running this country. And that's power, you know, more than the politicians have. These bureaucrats, they actually run this place. And they don't want to give that power up. Guys like Fauci, who were there for 40 years and make more money than the president of the United States. These bureaucrats at these agencies who know no matter who the secretary is, the administrator, the director, they'll outlast all these people. All they got to do is survive. And then when you get there long enough, they can make policy. They can change policy. They can write laws. They don't have to ever run for office. They don't ever have to be held accountable to the public. They never have to put their name on a ballot. They don't have to have any of their skeletons come out. And they can run this country. And don't think for a second they don't get wined and dined by the lobbyists. Because I guarantee you, and you don't hear about this enough, but I've worked in Washington, as you know. And sometimes the lobbyists, the access they really want is not the congressman. It's somebody on the committee. You know what I mean? It's a bureaucrat in an agency. So they wind and dine the congressman so that the congressman can set up a meeting with somebody at this particular agency who can do whatever they actually need to be to get done. And those bureaucrats love getting wined and dined. And they look at that as a big perk of their job. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. These fat cats. You don't want to be a fat cat. You don't want to be fat at all. And if you've got fat to lose, NJ Diet's here to help you. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's right. 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days with NJDiet.com. That's how you do it. Forget the shots. Forget the hormones. Forget Big Pharma. Please do it the natural way, the right way, the NJ Diet way. All these shots and pills and hormones have major side effects. You got to use them forever. And they're banned in a lot of European countries now. So think very carefully about how you want to do this. NJ Diet works faster than shots without the side effects. And it's guaranteed. Guaranteed weight loss, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. You reach out to them today at njdiet.com or call them at 855-5NJ-DIET. 855-5NJ-DIET. It works with your body chemistry, your unique body chemistry, to deliver the results that you are looking for. You're burning fat and not just losing water weight. And that's key. And that's why it works. There's a location nearby you in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, in Newark, Delaware, or live with video online consultations at njdiet.com. Call them today. Summer is here. You can do this. By the time we're at the 4th of July, you could be looking and feeling better than you have in years, in decades. Guaranteed. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, yes. It's no secret that I'm fighting a man cold. You know, my wife always jokes with me about when guys get colds, man colds, how we become the biggest freaking babies. And it's true. I agree. I'm not doubting that. I am a baby. I am. When I get the cold, I'm a baby. I'm the first to say it. I really am. I'm the first to say it. I basically become a child. I really do. What? No reaction from you two back there? Well, I figured you'd be all over this.
Yeah, you were insulting yourself.
I mean, Matt's sick like every other week, so.
That's true.
I had a really nice run where I didn't get sick at all for like 10 years. Then the COVID lockdowns, I swear, just destroyed my immune system because I've been sick, I think, 3 or 4 times in the last 2 years now.
Yeah, sorry you're just not built different.
I was. Yeah. I was destroyed.
Well, I think it's something to that because my kids, I mean, I remember when Patrick was young, he'd bring stuff home a lot from school, but with the COVID lockdowns, then they went back to school and then everybody got sick like all at once. But now I think there's like new colds or something. I don't know, because I don't know who gets a cold in May? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I've seen a bunch of my friends have had colds like in the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks or so. I guess it's one last hit before the summer months are upon us and nobody gets sick.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. But I become a baby. My wife, and Bridget makes fun of me too with my man cold. Because what'll happen is after the show, I'll probably get into bed and watch a movie and, you know, drink some chicken soup and I'll act like a child. So, you know, and I think most women listening understand this, the man cold concept, because their husband probably acts the exact same way. There's a joke, there's a video about that on YouTube about the man cold. It's pretty funny. This comedian made it. And it's a true thing. It's a real phenomenon. We men become boys when we get colds. It's true. I'm first to admit it.
Who likes to be sick? It's a miserable experience.
Nobody likes to be sick.
That's horrible.
But, you know. But I'm here. I'm working. I didn't take off.
I'm impressed.
Well, don't be too impressed. And, you know, it's only 4 o'clock. I got 3 hours to go. So,
and we do have a 3-day weekend coming up, so that'll be nice.
That's true. Are we doing a best of Monday? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Oh, we are. Good. Excellent. Do you have something picked out?
Not yet. I was going to work on it tomorrow. So if you have any segments in mind, let me know, and I'll make sure I include them. If the audience has a segment they'd like to hear again, feel free to tweet at me. I'll try to hunt it down and add it to our collection.
Anything.
Well, not a good idea.
Well, not anything, and not something from like 5 years ago, but like in kind of recent memory.
Yeah, it's got to be in like the last 3 months, I'd say.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. If you have a suggestion, either email us or tweet us and let us know, and we'll consider adding it to the best of for Monday's Memorial Day show. We got to do something military related since it's Memorial Day. We'll do something. I don't know. A segment or something.
Oh, I don't like like a replay of a segment or a fresh segment.
No, a replay of something.
Oh, okay.
Like with the Commander-in-Chief. Or the former commander-in-chief, the future commander-in-chief.
The
in other words, maybe we'll throw Trump in there. I don't know.
Well, yeah, obviously I'm going to put the Donald.
That's the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, that one was clear as day.
All right, there you go. Do you want to put the one? How about you put the one in from 2016 when I interviewed him in the primary?
I don't think I have access to that one, but if I can find it, I will add it. Well, do people want to listen to an interview that's, I don't know, 8 years old?
Probably.
You think?
You know what's funny about that interview, too? I don't know if people remember this or not, but I got him to say, this is Donald Trump, and you're listening to the Rich Zeoli Show, and we lost it. We lost the audio of that. Like, it got accidentally deleted or something.
Sadly, I'm not even surprised.
And we couldn't find it. We tried to recover it. So I need to do the next time he comes. There's actually Sid Weiss who reminded me of that. And so that means the next time that Trump comes on, I got to get him to redo that for me.
I think you should. You also, next time he's on, you also have to ask him about that poll with the hot dog eating contest because I'm fascinated by it.
Glizzy Gobbler.
Likely voters were asked who would win in a hypothetical hot dog eating contest, Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And I've never heard Donald Trump ask the question, and I have to know how he feels about it. Could he beat Joe Biden in a hot dog eating contest?
I'll ask him. I wouldn't have asked him when I had him on because that was prior to Wildwood. And I'm telling you, I've never known the guy to eat a hot dog, ever. But he admitted he had a hot dog in Wildwood.
Oh, yeah. He did say it was the best hot dog he ever had.
Yeah. He's a burger guy more than a hot dog guy. So now that he's come clean with his love for hot dogs, yeah, I don't mind. I'll definitely ask him that. Right. Next time he's on the show, which hopefully will be soon. All right, we got a lot to catch up about. We got a lot to chat about. There's breaking news all over the place. Biden's gaffes. The White House had to clean up his speech to the NAACP. We'll go over that with you as well. 855-839-1210, 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.